Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From an undisclosed broadcasting location.
This is a test. For the next 60 seconds, this station will conduct a test of the emergency broadcast system.
America, here comes the relief from the pain. Unapologetically, this is Lock and Load with Bill Free.
Hour number three. This is Lock and Load, and we're going to talk to Dean Weingarten. He's traveling again, always on the road.
Yeah, well, I hope to be taking my grandson up to Wisconsin here. So
there you go. Okay, so anyway, let's go. Now, you brought up this thing about a mountain lion attack, which I have not seen, and I want to hear about. Tell me about this.
Okay, well, Freddie Real sent me this. It's a YouTube video that's been going around. It's been seen by a fair number of people, obviously a very tiny minority of the people in the United States. But it's this fascinating video. There's an elk hunter in Idaho. It was last fall, probably about October of 2022. And this hunter has a Glock 27, it's proclaimed to be a Glock 27, 40 caliber, in his hand. And he presumably has his phone recording the threat of this mountain lion in the other hand. And he's backing away. Now, my guess is that he's probably a bow hunter, and that's why he has the pistol. But, I mean, I can't... it would be very strange to hunt elk with a 40 caliber Glock. Not impossible, but I suspect that he has a bow, but the bow is not sufficient against the threat from this mountain lion. And you see this mountain lion stalking him very clearly. He's backing away. He's talking to this cat and saying, hey, back off. And the cat is close. I mean, cell phone video notoriously makes things appear further away than they actually are. And I would say that cat just keeps following him. It's about a 45-second video. And I don't know how much was cut out from the front part of it. But you see this cat just is following him. He's backing away. And it's doing this for about 20 seconds. And it just keeps getting a little closer, a little closer, a little closer. It never really backs off. It just keeps getting closer and closer. And I think at the closest, it's probably less than 20 feet from him. And that is extremely close. And the cat is clearly being aggressive. This isn't curiosity. This is what I would call, and which a lot of biologists call, a prey testing behavior. The big predators in general, can't afford to make mistakes on their prey selection process. You know, when talking about humans, Masoud Ayoub famously said that when a bad guy got shot by a would-be victim, he failed the victim selection process. If a predator fails the victim selection process or the prey selection process, it would be severely hurt or wounded by the prey animal, even if it survives. And because predators that are severely hurt or wounded have a very difficult time getting enough to eat, they often die. So large predators in general, often will test an unfamiliar prey. Now, if they know the prey and they know they can overcome it, such as a cat going after a bird, for example, then they don't worry about it. But here you have a big cat, and it probably has not preyed upon humans before, and it's probably hungry, and it sees this human as potential prey, and it keeps getting closer and closer, and the elk hunter is constantly backing away. Well, that's a signal to a predator that you're afraid of it. And that's a signal to it to continue testing. So he has his Glock 27 in his right hand, and this cat just gets closer and closer, and finally it looks to me under 20 feet, and it starts to spring at him. You can see the paws widespread, ready to grab him, and the mouth is wide open, and he fires right at that moment. And he doesn't hit the cat. Later on, they call it a warning shot. Okay, well, he doesn't hit the cat, but the cat almost flips in midair and turns sideways and stops. I mean, I was amazed that it could go from a pounce to a stop that quickly. It was just amazing to see. It's all on video. And then the cat backs off a little bit. I'm like, whoa, maybe this is not prey I want to deal with. And so he watches it, and the cat is like looking and pacing, and should I go back? Should I test some more? And he fires another shot that doesn't hit the cat. And then the cat retreats and thinks about things a little bit and gradually, slowly goes away. So it's just classic prey testing behavior. Now we have, I like to quote people who I often disagree with, but that are highly regarded as scientists because they're credible to anybody who is dealing with it. They're not just saying what I tell them to say. They're saying their own thoughts. And Dr. Stephen Herrero is a famous large predator scientist, particularly bears. And he wrote this about predatory black bears. That by contrast, the kind of bear you need to be afraid of is not feeling threatened by you. It's testing you out as a possible prey item. It's quiet. It stalks you just like a lion might stalk you. With a mother defending cubs, you just back away calmly and give it some space, Dr. Herrero says. With a predatory bear, stand your ground, stomp at it, throw rocks at it, whatever you need to do to convince it you're not easy prey. So Dr. Herrero's words mention lions. It's unclear if he's talking about African lions or American mountain lions, but what he is describing is just precisely what you are seeing in the video. That mountain lion just keeps getting closer and closer. It appeared to me it's clearly testing the hunter to see if the prey is dangerous. And then when the shot is fired, it's like, oh, yeah, I didn't really mean nothing by it, buddy, you know. And then another shot, and it decides to leave the area.
I think I've seen that video.
You might have. You might have. It's been out there. It's got a fair number of views. I think in the neighborhood of a million or so. But in a nation of 300 million people.
Yeah.
You know, how many people have actually seen it?
How many indeed? Hang on for me, if you will. We're coming up on the first break. This is an article at Amaland.com, which Dean has well over 2,200 other articles, probably approaching 23. He just hasn't told me yet, but I'm sure we're getting close to it. And this is the repository where Dean keeps his latest work. And all of the work, the thing about Dean's articles is that all of them are timeless. They're all a deep dive into an event that, whether it happened last, you know, in the last 5 minutes or last year or the last decade, in most cases we can learn a lesson from it if we only know the details. And that's where Dean comes in. He provides the details. And you can find these at amaland.com. Dean's on the road, so we're going to have to speed this along. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll
Tactical Innovations is the ultimate one-stop shop for all your competition, law enforcement, and military needs. Home of the weapons of WIC. Now featuring the new Pit Viper. Terran is the one who trained the one. And he is Hollywood's go-to for taking the weapons and training to the next level. His legacy of championship wins, spanning across decades, is due to his uncompromising dedication to perfection. These innovations are now offered to you at TerranTactical.com.
At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
It's all too obvious. We're being distracted by meaningless news headlines. When you dig to find the truth, you discover that the American way of life is being threatened by the institutions we used to trust. It's easy to see the future holds more food shortages, systematic controls, and government overreach. But instead of throwing up their hands, folks are preparing. They're taking steps to be self-reliant and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, makes it easy to get started and join the ranks with this limited-time offer. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and get their top-selling 4-week emergency food kit. Enjoy tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get new lower pricing this week on these 4-week emergency food kits. Secure at least one food kit for each member of your family. They ship free, too. Those who know what's coming are preparing. Smart folks, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, I'm your host, Smokey Colbert. Filling in for Smokey, because after 75 years of...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Turns out there's much more to say. Nearly 90% of wildfires are caused by us humans being careless. Dumping our used barbecue coals willy-nilly? Guess the song was wrong. We did start the fire. That's why I respect Mother Nature and her trees, whether coniferous or new car scented. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Lope talking to Dean Weingarten, talking about mountain lions. And I think I have seen this video. Dude's got his Glock out. And the cat sort of does a mock charge with some SWATs coming in, and he did. Now, was this guy interviewed? Was he meaning to miss the mountain lion when he was shooting at him?
I have not been able to find an interview from him. Now, there may be one out there. I'd love to interview him myself, but it doesn't really give good contact information, and the video has been copied so many times that it's hard to figure out which one's the original.
Right.
So I'd love to contact him if he hears the show. Maybe he can get a hold of you and we can contact him, maybe even do an interview. That'd be great over the air.
My email address is bill@lockandloadradio.com, LOCKNLOAD radio.com, bill@lockandloadradio.com. If you know, if you are the guy, we'd like to hear from you.
Yeah, definitely. Now, there's some really interesting things about this in general. One is we are seeing more mountain lion attacks now than we've ever seen before. Now, it's possible that there were plenty of mountain lion attacks in the 1700s. They just weren't recorded. Now, I happen to have a book of famous advertising that was where artists depicted scenes, and then they made advertising out of it. And one of those shows a 1700 image of a mountain lion springing out of a tree at somebody. It's not clear if it's a mountain man or an Indian. And that person has a flintlock pistol, and they're pointing the pistol at the mountain lion as it's springing out of the tree and they're firing. So maybe there were events that just weren't recorded much. But the point is, we didn't have a lot of, we don't have a lot of historical events of mountain lions attacking people that we know of. They may have happened, we just didn't know. And then we got modern firearms, and we got people with dogs hunting mountain lions, and lions learned, don't mess with people, they're bad news. Don't mess with dogs, because there are very often people following the dogs, and you get hurt or killed. You know, some lions would get wounded and escape. Sometimes cubs would escape from, or there'd be a couple of lions, whatever. They learned quickly, don't mess with people and dogs. But in California, and in others, California particularly, they just simply outlawed lion hunting altogether. And so all across the West, we are seeing more lions and more attacks and a small number of fatalities where mountain lions attack people and kill them. But I have never heard of a case where somebody who was armed with a firearm got attacked by a mountain lion and killed. And so I think that shows that firearms are effective defensive tools against mountain lions. Now, we have a lot more incidents where handguns were used to defend against bears. There's just a lot more bears than there are mountain lions. Probably 10, 20 times as many bears, maybe 50 times as many black bears as there and grizzly bears than there are mountain lions. Because mountain lions are strictly carnivorous, and black bears and grizzly as a, tend to be omnivorous, so there's a lot more food available for them. You just get more of them. But I looked at the 170 incidents that we have where handguns were fired in defense against bears. And what I found is you don't have to be deadly accurate and you don't have to be perfectly, you don't have to have a super quick response time. Now, the reason I mentioned is because there was a study done in 2012 called Efficacy of Firearms for Bear Defense in Alaska. And in it, Dr. Herrero and Dr. Tom Smith, Herrero and Smith were the two authors, they made this claim. They said, the need for split-second deployment and deadly accuracy make using firearms difficult even for experts. Now, they didn't prove that claim. They didn't offer any evidence backing up that claim. They just made that claim. They just stated it as if it were self-evident or obvious. But it's not. And this mountain lion attack shows it's not for mountain lions, and it's not for bears either. The fellow with the Glock had plenty of time to get his cell phone out and to get his Glock out. And there are 20 seconds where he's trying to convince this cat not to come at him. And he could have shot it any time in that time period. But he chose not to. So there was no split second deployment. And then when he does shoot, whether it was a warning shot or a miss, they call it warning shots, two of them, there wasn't any deadly accuracy required. He didn't even hit the cap. And the cap left. Now, I looked at these 170 incidents we have. Less than 10% required a response in under 2 to 3 seconds. So this idea that you have to be a quick draw artist and you have to be able to draw and fire in a fraction of a second is simply not true. Most of the time you have some warning and you're able to get your weapon out and make it ready. And we don't know exactly how often. And you don't have to be perfectly accurate either. Because of those 170 incidents, and some of them are gray areas. Somebody shoots at a bear. It runs off. They never find it. Was it killed or not? We don't know. But it appears that about 106 of those 170 incidents, the bear was killed. But in a large number of them, the bear was ran off. It could have continued the attack, but it didn't. In other words, it wasn't instantaneously killed. It was mortally wounded, and that was enough to cause it to stop the attack and leave the scene. So you don't have to be super deadly accurate. You don't have to hit central nervous system hit right away to stop the attack. Most of the time, you don't. Now, as I said, we had about 16 out of the 170 where it was important to fire very quickly and accurate.
Let me get you to hold right there, if you will, because we're coming up on the next break, and we'll find out about those in detail, because that interests me a great deal. This article is at Ammoland.com. The biggest website of its type on the planet. Dean is the most prolific writer there. He has 2,200 plus other articles there, just like this one, about something that is interesting, that is, you know, not what everybody else talks about, not what everybody else writes about. That's the good part about it. You don't find it anywhere else, and that's the part I like. So, having him here, especially during his travels, that's always cool. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA News Update. Americans may be dealing with flight issues heading into the weekend. According to FlightAware, over 3,900 flights have been delayed across the country so far today. Meantime, over 500 flights have been canceled. A bar discipline committee in Washington, D.C. is recommending disbarment for Rudy Giuliani. The three-member panel described Giuliani's efforts to help Trump overturn the 2020 presidential election as frivolous and destructive. New York Governor Kathy Hochul is deploying dozens of drones to monitor sharks at Long Island and New York City beaches.
Governor Hochul says the New York State Office of Parks and other agencies have increased surveillance over the Atlantic Ocean and Long Island Sound following shark sightings and encounters over the 4th of July weekend. Experts say to avoid shark encounters, those swimming in the ocean are urged to stay away from areas with seals, schools of fish, and murky waters.
Dave Collins, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Back talking to Dean Weingarten. We're about to get down to these incidences where you needed to be a quick draw artist, and I guess this is with a bear, right? There's 16 incidents you
said? That's with a bear, right?
Yeah.
And there are about 16 of them. I'm not going to go over all of them, but I'll mention one because it's so well documented. And this was the case where there were bow hunters, a bow hunter particularly, who killed a moose at Elmendorf Joint Air Force Base. I think it's just a little outside of Anchorage there. And the moose hunter recruited a friend of his to help recover the moose because it was dark, got dark. It was near dark when he shot the moose, and they came out the next morning. And they were searching for the bear, and the friend had a 10-millimeter Glock pistol, Model 20. And his friend was a combat veteran of Iraq. And they're searching for the moose, and they see some crows or ravens, I'm not sure which, were sitting in a tree. And the friend said, that's where the bear is. It's right over there. And they started to move in that direction. Not the bear, the moose. And they hear a roar, and here comes this large boar grizzly charging right at them. And the friend draws his 10-millimeter Glock and double taps the bear as it's coming at them from 10 yards away, and it drops dead at his feet 10 feet away. Now that is one where you needed deadly accuracy and a quick response.
Probably some new pants.
Yeah, very likely. But, well, this guy's a combat vet, and he obviously was practiced, and he knew what he was doing. And there have been other cases where that type of accuracy and speed are necessary. But it's not a split second. I mean, most of the people who do training, if you can get two shots off, draw and get two shots off in 1.5 to 2 seconds, that's considered pause. That's not a half a second. That's not a quarter of a second. It's 1.5 to 2 seconds. And it's almost always adequate. And we have a number of cases where people are attacked by the bear and they're knocked down and they're being chewed on or whatever, and they manage to get their pistol out and kill the bear. So it would be better if they had their pistol out before they got attacked, but sometimes they are surprises where you don't know that you're going to be attacked and it hits you before you're aware. Those are rare cases, but occasionally they happen. So it's very good to have the skill so that you can respond in a second and a half or less, 2 seconds or less. But in most cases, it's not required. I would say, from my reading of these incidents, situational awareness beats draw speed. And I would guarantee that person who shot that bear on Elmendorf Air Force Base, Joint Air Force Base, in near Anchorage, was probably thinking, crows, there's a dead moose here. I should be careful because there might be a bear. That's why he brought his pistol along. So he was probably on a fairly high level of alert. So when they heard and saw the bear start moving toward them, he was all set to draw and fire the pistol. It's the people who don't believe it can ever happen to them who get in trouble, because they tend to freeze and go, oh, it's not really happening. And after a few seconds of, oh, it's not really happening, blam, they're hit. So I don't think this statement by Herrero and Smith that defense against bears requires split-second deployment and deadly accuracy is correct.
Right.
They just threw it out there. And I think the reason they threw it out there is because both of them want to protect bears. Their main thrust is in protecting bears because they study bears. Bears are their lives. They love bears. And they don't want bears to get killed. So if you can promote bear spray, which is not lethal, over bullets, which often are lethal, you save some bears. Unfortunately, people who take their advice have sometimes been killed.
Yeah, you know, I wonder about that a lot. Are they also trying to protect Gaia as well? They want to save Gaia. Is that what they're trying to do?
I have not read that, but I do have been looking. I found some quotes by Tom Smith saying he loves bears, and we have to protect the bears.
Mm.
But the fact is, we've got plenty of bears. I'm not saying we should wipe bears out. Far from it. But bear populations are growing all over the world. At least the three that are in North America are not in harm's way. We've got more polar bears than we've had. We've probably doubled the population since 1970, when it was at the lowest point, about 1970, 76. That's when they put the protections on polar bears. The grizzly bears were at their lowest, pretty close to that same area, the middle 70s. There were only a couple hundred in the lower 48. There were always plenty of grizzlies in Canada and in Alaska. But in the lower 48, there were only a couple hundred. Now there's a couple thousand in the lower 48. There's plenty in Alaska and Canada. We have to manage bear populations. It's thrust upon us by our nature. We are the dominant predator. if we don't manage them, they will cause lots of problems. That's why their numbers were brought down in the first place.
Right.
Because they would tend to kill livestock and destroy property, and they're dangerous. So we have to manage them. And the number of bears that are direct threats to humans are very small. In any given year, there's probably no more than 50 or so. And if every one of them were killed by somebody defending themselves, it would not cause a dent in the bear population, because more than that have to be killed every year to keep the population in check. We have to manage the population. If you just let them go without management, they overpopulate and cause problems. And every year we kill thousands of black bears in the United States to keep the populations at levels that are acceptable and not dangerous for the bears. And with the grizzly bear population in the lower 48 has increased to the point that we have to reduce the population to keep it from expanding where we don't want it. And in Alaska and Canada, they hunt bears for the same reason, in order to keep the population in acceptable levels. So, the few bears that are killed when they threaten humans, it's better to kill those bears than it is to be killing bears that just mind their own business and somebody is hunting them.
Right.
And so
let me get you to hang on right there if you can one more time. We have one more break. Dean's stuff for the last, I don't know how long, 2,200 plus articles worth. You can find it all at amoland.com. Go to all contributors, click on his name, and then that unfolds. This is like getting a library card with some of the best content you're going to find out there as it pertains to the gun industry and the gun culture. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com, and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I'm Ben Utek. I played high school, college, and pro football, helping my team win the 2006 championship. It was an amazing day, but it can't compare to the joy I feel every day with my loving wife and three beautiful daughters. My football career ended after I suffered my fifth concussion. Did you know that over a million athletes suffer a concussion each year? That includes boys and girls, every age, every type, and level of sport. It isn't always clear that a player has had a concussion, so parents, athletes, and coaches need to learn about concussion signs and symptoms. The American Academy of Neurology recommends athletes thought to have a concussion be immediately removed from play and not returned until assessed by a healthcare professional trained in concussion. This isn't just about sports. It's about your brain. When in doubt, sit it out. Learn more at AAN.com/concussion. That's AAN.com/concussion. A message from the American Academy of Neurology.
On the firing line. This is Lock and Load, talking to Dean Weingarten. We've been talking about Bears and Cougars and everything else. Where would you like to go now, sir?
Let's talk about the book review I just did.
Okay.
On Armed America by Clayton Kramer. Now, this book was published in 2006, so it's been around a while. But there are a lot of people who don't know the story behind this book, and it's a fascinating and important story. In 1996, so that's 27 years ago,
right?
A professor of history at Emory University, Michael A., and I'm probably not pronouncing his name correctly, but it's like Belsiles or Belisiles, B-E-L-L-E-S-I-L-E-S. L-E-S.
That looks like it to me.
Yeah, he published a paper in the Journal of American History which upended, just reversed the thought about guns in colonial America and in American history in general. It claimed that guns were not common in colonial America, and they weren't common in the early Republic, at least before the Mexican War. And then he claimed that it was marketing by Sam Colt and inexpensive firearms that were surplus after the Civil War, which made guns common in the United States. And he also claimed that there was almost no violence between white people anyway before the Mexican Civil War in 1848. Well, Clayton Kramer was getting his master's degree in history about this time, and he was doing a thesis on the restrictions that were placed on concealed weapons in the early Republic, which would be from about 1887 to 1787 to 1848. So there's about 60 years there. And his sources indicated there were lots of guns around. So he wrote a letter to the university saying, this isn't what I see when I'm doing my research, but nobody paid attention. And in 2001, Belsiles was awarded the Bancroft Prize, which is the highest award you can get for an American history book. The problem was, well, he turned his research into a book, I should say. And the book, let's see, it was titled, Armed America? No. Yeah, Arming America. Excuse me. Arming America. That was Bell Style's book. And he got this huge prize for it. Well, Clayton Kramer started looking at the citations. You know, a historian cites sources. This is what I found here. This is what I found there. And they were all a pack of lies. The sources did not say what Bell Styles claimed they said. And often, they said exactly the opposite. So you know, here they have this historian that makes up a thesis, makes up claims about sources that are the opposite of what he's claiming, and he gets the highest prize available for American historian writing a book. And it's what I would call a classic case of bias, where you see what you want to see, confirmation bias. And you have all these historians at leftist universities saying, oh, yeah, yeah, there really weren't any guns. Isn't it wonderful? And they don't check out the actual sources. And so Bell Styles basically got away with writing this fraudulent book until Clayton Kramer, and there were a couple others, pointed out how much he lied. And it got so bad that Columbia University appointed a committee to look at it, and they said, yes, he falsified sources, and they did the unthinkable. They revoked the Bancroft Prize. And they asked Bell Styles to return the prize money, and Bell Styles resigned from Columbia even though he had tenure. And Armed America is the book that Clayton Kramer wrote to show the real history, how common firearms were in colonial America and in the early republic. It's a very well done academic work. And I won't say that it reads like a novel. It doesn't. It's an academic work. But he does an excellent job of showing the real history of how common firearms were in the colonial America and in the early republic. And because he quotes all his sources and gives all his sources extensively, there's no question that he is right and Bell Styles was completely wrong. And it's too generous to say he was wrong. He didn't make mistakes. He created a fraud. And that fraud almost got accepted in American academia. And it might well have been if it wasn't for Clayton Kramer and his superb scholarly work. So that's what the book review is about, and anybody who wants to understand the history of firearms in the United States, it's well worth the read. It's about 300 pages, but about 35 of those pages, I think actually about 50 or 60 are talking about sources and, you know, our footnotes. So it's really only about 240 pages of pretty dense academic scholarship showing how common guns were. And you can even get it for as an ebook for only $7.50.
Now we're talking about the Clayton book or the Bell Styles book.
Yeah, the Bell Styles book, they pulled back a bunch of copies because it was all lies.
But so nobody quotes that? I mean, that's the whole basis behind gun control, though, was lies.
Yes, you are correct.
So
exactly right.
Nobody's using that those false reports and all that other stuff and saying, well, okay, no, this and that.
Occasionally, somebody will try to cite it. And my understanding is Bell Styles found another publisher that published the book, and you can still find it out there. But the original publisher took it back what it could. Of course, there were some in circulation already.
Right. Okay. Got the busy throat. So that's interesting. That just in of itself is interesting that it became. Would that happen today? Do you think? Do you think today?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I think today they'd double down and say, no, Clayton is telling the lies. You got to ban him from YouTube and ban him from Twitter.
Cancel him.
Ban him from Facebook.
Yeah. That's pretty good. That's a pretty good reveal. I kind of like that. The whole. But I mean, so Belsiles, is he was British?
I don't know if he's British, but he had a tenured position. He doesn't have it anymore. I don't know if he went to overseas. It's probably worth another article. Find out what happened.
Where was his tenure?
At I got it right.
At American University?
Columbia University.
Okay, so no. Well, I mean, one of the things I always find interesting is how interested the British are in our Second Amendment. You look at what's his name, Piers Morgan, and if he's not talking about guns, he seems almost libertarian.
Yeah.
But get him on guns, and he becomes a Biden Padawan learner. So I don't know. Listen. We've run out of time. We've run out of time. So I know that you got a lot of family stuff going on. I know you got a lot of traveling going on. So I appreciate you taking the time to join me today.
It's always a pleasure.
Yes, sir. Find Dean's stuff at amelan.com. This article right here, we're talking about the Armed America by Clayton Kramer Book Review. This was published July the 4th. It is a... this makes me wonder. I want to see the other book. I'd like to see both books and lay them down beside me. And just do the comparison just to find those points that you were pointing out. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. Remember, this has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been, it's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of three major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is the process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.